next to Target, and in Logan on North Main Street next to Walmart.
FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Friday, May 24th, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 50 degrees.
I-15 traffic rolling along. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, prosecutors are looking at potential charges for the murders of two boys in West Point.
Their teenage brother is currently behind bars, accused in the crime. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the latest. Andrew?
Amanda, the Davis County attorney is saying he's not prepared to file charges yet. He's still trying to find out more about this 15-year-old and the murders. Meanwhile, more people that have known the family are expressing their shock, including Marie Shepherd, who has known the teen all of his life.
They seem to get along. They're just, she does things with them. They have a lot of fun together. I've never seen anything amiss.
Cops found the teen in Layton with traces of blood on him and injuries consistent with being involved in the attack. The sheriff says the teen spoke bluntly with investigators. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. People are still reacting to the Boy Scouts of America's decision to allow boys who have identified themselves as gay into the ranks. Brian Martin has the latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant Scouts President Wayne Perry says this was one of the most intense listening exercises the group has ever done.
It's a challenging, complex area. It's a very difficult decision for a lot of people, but we're moving forward together.
Scouts who have identified themselves as gay are allowed, but gay leaders are not, and former Scoutmaster Mark Noel says the new policy is still discriminatory.
This is an improvement. It's a step forward, and we will take it, and we will build on it, and we will be here next year.
He says he accepts the change for now, but we'll keep pushing. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories, KSL is following. A bridge on Interstate 5 in Washington State collapsed last night, sending people and their vehicles tumbling into the Skagit River. Travis Phelps is a spokesman for the Washington State Department of Transportation.
We are looking at the possibility it could have been an oversized, overheight vehicle striking critical portions of this bridge and bringing it down.
Dan Sly was driving a truck that plunged into the river when the bridge on I-5 collapsed. His shoulder was dislocated, and when he looked over at his wife, she wasn't responding.
Popped my shoulder back in so I could unbuckle everything and get over to her. Unbuckled her, pulled her over into my side, which had less water.
Authorities say three people were injured, but thankfully there were no deaths.
People in Northern California had to deal with at least 8 aftershocks through the night from a 5.7 magnitude earthquake. The earthquake hit near Plumen County, but it was even felt across state lines into Oregon. The quake wasn't strong enough to knock down any buildings, but did throw items off shelves.
Politics on KSL News Radio. An IRS official is on paid leave after she refused to tell Congress how and why her division targeted conservative groups. Details now from ABC's Andy Field.
Lois Lerner emailed colleagues saying she's taking leave after refusing to answer congressional questions on why her exempt organization's IRS division went after conservative groups.
I have not done anything wrong.
That was Lerner this week at a House hearing, where she then used the Fifth Amendment and said she was done talking. But the Republican-led committee now trying to bring her back and demand she explain what happened. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Pictures of drugs and guns are among the text messages released from Trayvon Martin's phone. He is the Florida teen shot and killed 14 months ago. George Zimmerman is facing trial for killing Martin while on neighborhood watch. His attorneys say this new evidence paints a different picture of Martin than the one portrayed. But Martin's family attorney says the new evidence is meant to prejudice a jury.
It was ruled a justified shooting, but now a lawsuit has been filed against the Box Elder Sheriff's Office. It says the deadly force used against Troy Birkinshaw last October was unlawful and unconstitutional. The Box Elder Sheriff's Office says the officer was forced to shoot when Birkinshaw drove his car at him, but the lawsuit claims the officer never tried any other ways to de-escalate the situation.
Work is starting on a major pipeline project that runs underneath I-80 at the mouth of Parley's Canyon. KSL News Radio's Dan Jessup gives us the details live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Dan?
Amanda, Parley's Creek flows through a culvert under I-80, and it's time to replace the pipe.
Over 50 years old right now, and many sections of the pipe are deteriorated quite substantially.
UDOT's Tim Rise says replacing a two-mile section of the pipe underneath a road that carries 46,000 cars a day is no easy task. project will take 5 months and cost $9.5 million. The new pipe is made out of concrete and should last at least 100 years. But the project means orange barrels will soon be appearing near the mouth of the canyon. Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Camping can be fun if you follow the rules. I'm Heather Kelly.
I bet it's quiet out there on this Friday morning, but it won't be this afternoon. We'll check your commute coming up on the 9th.
KSL News Time, 5:05.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So, I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now, we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Are your credit cards maxed out? Not paying some bills so you can take care of others? Or are you behind on the rent or utility bills? There is no better time than now to get your finances in order. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization, offers a number of steps you can take to get yourself on the way to living debt-free. Track your spending for 1 month and report all your expenses, what kind and how much you spent. Use that to figure out where you can trim the fat. Look for low-cost alternatives to reduce expenses. Pack your lunch instead of buying it. Go to the library instead of the bookstore. When your credit card bills arrive, pay more and pay extra, exceeding the minimum payment. For more tips on how to recover from debt or get help in developing a budget, contact the NFCC to reach a certified counselor at 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. That's 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. A public service message from the NFCC.
Doug Wright.
When the president said, now we're just kind of mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15.
A Japanese automaker has reclaimed the prize of top automotive brand in the world. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
The first big vacation weekend is upon us, and many people may decide to hit the campgrounds. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
In the excitement of getting to the great outdoors, some campers may forget a few simple rules. Uinta Cache National Forest spokesperson Kathy Jo Pollock says building a community is important when living in nature.
After 10 o'clock, do have common courtesy. Other people may be trying to sleep, so keep your radios down, watch your generators.
Pollock says if you're camping near streams or rivers, keep pets and children away. With quick snowmelt, a small creek can turn into a raging river in seconds. Keeping family members safe will make for a great holiday weekend. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
And if you're hitting the road today, you'll be with plenty of company, but don't get stuck in the traffic. Be in the know with KSL's Triple Team Traffic Coverage. It starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on KSL News Radio.
Cybersecurity consultants say too many small business owners aren't doing enough to protect themselves from viruses and malware. This is especially bad news since cyber attacks on small businesses are on the rise. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
CNN cites one security firm's numbers saying businesses with fewer than 250 employees made up 31% of all cyber attacks in 2012. That's up from 18% the year before. But security consultants in Utah say business owners here don't have to worry so much about hackers as they do with keeping up with antivirus and malware software.
Some consultants say some company owners have cybersecurity software installed, but they don't keep it up to date.
Twitter has added an extra layer of security to try to prevent hacks. Those who sign up will need to enter a new 6-digit code each time they log in, along with their username and password. Twitter has been criticized for not having this option following recent account breaches of major news organizations and other companies. KSL News Time 5:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Ricky Meese in the traffic center. For many people, their Memorial Day weekend has already begun.
Hey, you betcha. And what I'm seeing right now, by the way, happy Friday, Grant and Amanda.
I
and
betcha.
For those who are trying to get out of Dodge for this holiday weekend, we do have you covered with triple team traffic this afternoon. But what I'm seeing on the freeways right now, light traffic, good speeds, and no problems. So it does look like a typical Friday morning drive for now, but that's going to be expected to change by early this afternoon. If you're headed northbound on I-15, you have good speeds in front of you from Provo around the point of the mountain all the way through the Salt Lake Valley to downtown Salt Lake City. Southbounders in Davis County, just a few spots where traffic is starting to build, but overall a light commute from Roy and Clearfield all the way into 6 North downtown, the 21st South Freeway, I-215's Belt Route, I-80. Our main secondaries and side streets all being reported as problem-free. Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever at the new outlets at Traverse Mountain. Shop amazing stores including Michael Kors Outlets, Le Creuset, Pro Image Sports, Under Armour, and more. Visit outlets at traversemountain.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center, and it looks like it's going to be another nice day today where it's not going to be too hot thanks to a front that's still keeping us on the cool side. Low 70s the high with the sun. It'll be warmer tomorrow and for much of the weekend. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
It is 50 right now downtown.
Saw a lot of motorhomes hitting the road yesterday.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of driving yesterday afternoon, and they're out. They're out in force.
Did you feel just a tad jealous of those motorhomes?
I could, because I knew I had to get up and come to work this morning, and a lot of my neighbors are already gone, too.
Right.
But anyway, Memorial Day weekend, it's a great weekend, and I was reading and noticing that in the Northeast, not too far from New York, they might get snow for this Memorial Day weekend.
I saw that, Grant. That is crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Crazy weather.
Yeah. Well, we've got great weather along here. We've got the 7-day forecast coming up at 19 minutes past and triple team traffic coverage this afternoon. If you are languishing this morning but you're hitting the road this afternoon, we'll help you get out of town the easy way and avoid all the snarls on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
Now, we're just kind of mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Prosecutors are mulling potential charges against a West Point teen. He's accused of murdering his two little brothers. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Raddatz.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Road construction season has started. At the mouth of Parley's Canyon, UDOT is starting to work on one of its biggest projects of the summer. Crews will replace 2 miles of a massive pipe that currently runs under the interstate.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Not seeing any kind of real problem on the roadways, whether you're traveling the freeways, main secondaries, or our side streets. As a Friday morning commute, it is a holiday weekend, but so far traffic is light on all the valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny and pleasant weather once again. Not too hot. Our temperatures in the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra. Downtown Salt Lake right now, 50 degrees.
Clearfield High School's Air Force Junior ROTC marksmanship team will be one of just 14 teams at the 2013 National Air Rifle Championships this summer. Major Kit Workman is the team's coach and says the sport is harder than it might look.
A lot of people think 10 meters, oh, that's easy. And then they see the target. The bullseye or the 10 on the target is about the size of a pencil lead, 33 feet away. So it's a challenge.
The team is now trying to raise money so they can afford the trip to Alabama.
I'm Amy Iverson with the Browsers. As car sales bounce back from the recession, Toyota has taken back its top spot on the list of global car brands. BMW was number one last year. This study from global brand Z considers sales, consumer interviews, and business performance analysis. It suggests Toyota's climb could be because it fixed some massive recall problems from a few years ago. In the U.S., Ford was the best-selling brand, with Chevy coming in second. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:45, we'll talk with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan about the decision yesterday by the Boy Scouts of America.
KSL's top national story this hour, criticism of the U.S. policy on drone strikes to kill Islamic militants remains strong following President Obama's speech yesterday. But international reaction is not all bad. The speech was well received in Pakistan and Yemen, two countries most affected.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
So you're driving down Interstate 5 in Washington State and a bridge goes out. It happened to some people last night. Their cars and trucks went tumbling into the Skagit River. This Department of Transportation spokesman says there weren't any issues with the bridge before.
We inspect our bridge every 2 years. We're not going to let anybody drive on a bridge that is deemed unsafe.
3 people were hurt. No one was killed. Scary situation in London. A British Airways plane took off. Then passengers heard a big boom. Part of the right engine came off. Then another boom. Part of the left engine came off. By the time the right engine caught fire, the pilot had already turned the plane around for an emergency landing. Nobody was hurt. Terror analysts say that all this publicity after that brutal attack on a soldier in London was intended to inspire copycat attacks. Cops are already seeing more chatter on extremist websites. A Philadelphia couple who believe in faith healing over medicine have a bail hearing today. They're charged with murder in the April death of their 8-month-old son. A magnitude 5.7 earthquake shook Northern California overnight. No reports of any injuries. The New Jersey Shore is kicking off its first summer season since Hurricane Sandy. And even though it's raining there, hundreds of kids are lined up for a concert this morning in Point Pleasant Beach. And 31 million people will hit the roads for Memorial Day this weekend. Travel site Orbitz has some of the top destinations.
According to Orbitz.com bookings, the top destinations over Memorial Day weekend this year are Las Vegas coming in at number one, followed by New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Cancun.
Cancun. Can you imagine driving to Cancun?
Yeah, that would be a long drive.
It would be a long drive.
If you could go anywhere, where would you go?
If I had my way,
yeah,
I'd be flying right here.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Sitting on the northern
shore. Is
that
why you're wearing that Prince Columbia shirt?
I'm with you. That's a good pick, Brian.
Is that why I've got 3 lays on right now around my neck?
One of my favorite places is Kauai. I think Kauai is just
the straw hat is you, too.
Kauai is amazing. Kauai. That's the one I always recommend.
My second pick is San Diego. I love San Diego.
It's a beautiful place.
Will you guys come back to reality? Here we are. All right.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
I'm trying. Well, one of the stories we're following this morning is Senator Hatch wants to know if any Utahns
have
been or are being targeted by the IRS. I want to know that, too.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a good story, and we'll follow that coming up more on KSL News Radio.
You want to do a little more of that hula dancing?
Yeah, I don't have
Maybe later. Oh, you need the music.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now, it is 519. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. I have my brains in Hawaii.
I know. That's all it took.
Oh, yeah, she's gone.
I'm like Brian. I could sit on the North Shore and just watch the Dolphins play.
Me too.
And just love it there. The Aloha spirit.
But the Dolphins play in Miami.
wrong.
Stop it.
Touche! He's on one this morning. We are looking at a pretty nice drive in progress. If you're on I-15, no problems. Lighter traffic north and southbound between Ogden and Provo. So you're good to go. You also have a very light commute, and I'm not sure what kind of traffic we're going to see at all this morning. Over to the east, I-215 and I-80. To the west, also lighter traffic, but you'll see a little more traffic on the west belt going northbound through West Valley. The 21st South Freeway in great shape. And if you are some of the lucky few out to hit the air and out for an early morning flight, you're in good shape on I-80 between I-15 and Bangor Highway. Linda's Furniture is offering 18 months interest-free during the already spectacular Memorial Day sale. Sofas, dining, bedroom, office. 18 months interest-free. Linda's Furniture, 3330 South Highland Drive. Linda's Furniture. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's find out about our 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Good stuff today, guys. Sunshine and 70s. And as we look ahead to the Memorial Day weekend, yes, it looks great. Sunny and around 80 on Saturday and on Sunday. More clouds on the holiday, but still in the upper 70s. Tuesday, a lot of clouds. Could be some showers as we get back to work. Wednesday, Thursday, high 60s. Mostly cloudy and perhaps more showers. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
50 degrees downtown.
Thousands filled the Salt Lake Tabernacle to say goodbye to Frances Monson, the late wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson.
She was remembered as a lady of great faith. KSL Channel 5's Carol Makita reports.
President Monson led his family, friends, and members of his worldwide faith in mourning the loss of his beloved Frances. She was remembered as a remarkable woman who dedicated her life to serving her family and the Lord.
We are grateful for the expressions of love, comfort, and goodwill, too numerous to mention, that have come from members of the church and friends worldwide.
President Monson shed tears as he listened to the stories of their life together. Frances always called him the most wonderful husband in the world.
We are so grateful to Frances Monson for her legacy, a legacy of humility, service, faithfulness, and love.
A great-granddaughter sang her tribute.
Yes, I know, Heavenly Father loves me.
Frances Monson possessed a gorgeous smile and a personality of compassion, an example to millions.
And across the greatest of distances, they saw the love President and Sister Monson felt for each other and the love they had for all the people around the world.
A quiet family graveside service followed in the Salt Lake Cemetery with a prayer of dedication and expressions of faith for someday a joyful reunion. Carol Makita, KSL 5 News.
I always appreciate Carol's reports on both KSL TV and KSL Radio. Always appreciate. And, you know, I hope you get to spend some time with your family this weekend. And one of the things that we do every morning on Utah's Morning News is give you the 7-day forecast so you can look ahead in case you want to be outdoors with your family.
Right, yeah.
Or know, there's rain coming. Perhaps I should schedule a backup plan to be indoors with my family.
There are games coming up. And for a lot of people, weddings. This is wedding season.
Weddings, indeed. Yeah. So the 7-day forecast every morning is at 19 and 49 on Utah's Morning News.
On KSL News Radio. News time right now is 5:23. Good morning.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org.
Watching Utah's money, U.S. markets plummeted immediately after the opening bell yesterday. That prompted partly by an unexpected slowdown in Chinese manufacturing. Also some concern that the Federal Reserve might ease back on its economic stimulus. By midday yesterday, stocks climbed into positive territory, but the day ended with the Dow down 12.67 points.
It was another ugly quarter for Sears. The department store chain reported a steeper-than-expected loss for its first quarter on slumping sales. Sears is considering selling its protection agreement business in an ongoing effort to raise cash as it struggles to reverse its fortunes. Thursday, Sears stock lost 12 points.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is co-hosting the Today Show this morning as part of a campaign to proclaim the state's shore is ready for summertime crowds 7 months after being devastated by Superstorm Sandy. In fact, one of the beaches there has been proclaimed the best beach in the country.
Oh, wow.
The show is at Seaside Heights, where Sandy swept a roller coaster into the ocean.
Boy, what a celebration for them to come back.
Are they ready to have some good things happen along that shoreline?
Let's take a look at what's going on with your money at this moment. And the futures markets are all in the red again this morning. The Dow futures are down 63. The S&P is down 10.2 and the NASDAQ down 18.5.
If you're just joining us, first of all, good morning. About what, a half hour away from the Friday morning shout? Just getting you ready for that. Senator Hatch wants to know if Utahns are being targeted by the IRS. That story coming up next with Grant and Amanda on Utah's Morning News.
You tell me where the formula for success is there.
Engage with Doug Wright.
We have so few people who will relinquish the power, and that's why we saw the votes that we saw in the Republican convention. There are several other states who still have a caucus system, but we are the last to cling to the most restrictive and antiquated version of it.
Engage with the Doug Wright Show, 9 to noon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
529, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here again in the traffic center, Ricky Meese.
Well, looking at a pretty nice drive, and I'm not seeing any kind of problems. Basically, even though we're expecting a heavy traffic commute this afternoon, right now, traffic looks like a typical Friday morning drive. If you're on northbound I-15, 20 to 25 minutes gets you from Draper into downtown. You have dry roads, good speeds, light traffic, and no accidents reported on any of the valley roadways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL with the center. The same front that cooled us off yesterday is keeping us cool again today. Highs low 70s and the sunshine. Really nice weather It gets warmer for the weekend. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
And right now it's 49 downtown.
Light traffic, no problems. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour. We told you a few weeks ago about those new 3D printed handguns. Plastic guns literally printed out of plastic.
Now the feds are warning they may be impossible to stop. Brian Martin has the latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, this warning comes from the Department of Homeland Security. A new intelligence bulletin issued to state and federal law enforcement says these things pose public safety risks and are likely beyond the current reach of regulators. Translation? This stuff's way too advanced for us. Half the problem is how widespread it's already become. The 3D gun makers instantly published their how-to online for all to see, and the genie may already be out of the bottle here. The last line of this federal bulletin, limiting access may be impossible. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Senator Orrin Hatch is asking Utahns to help out in the investigation into the IRS after the group admitted to giving extra scrutiny to conservative tax-exempt organizations. KSL News Radio's Dan Jessup has more for us live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Dan?
And Grant, Senator Hatch says by targeting conservative groups, the IRS undermined the trust of the American people. And he wants to know if any Utahns in this particular case were targeted. He says people who felt targeted can fill out a form on his website and the information will not be released publicly. Senator Hatch and Senator Max Baucus from Montana are working on this investigation together. Live, Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, it's a day off for all IRS employees. ABC's Vic Ratner explains.
It's a day off for everyone at the Internal Revenue Service, not because of the scandals, but because of spending cuts that affect all government agencies. And ABC News confirms Lois Lerner, the woman who refused to testify about IRS abuses, has been placed on administrative leave, removed from her post as head of the division which handles tax-exempt organizations. The new boss of the IRS has been called to testify at a congressional hearing when Congress returns June 3rd. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
Reaction to that landmark decision by the Boy Scouts of America regarding the admission of gay scouts is mixed. Starting next January, no scout will be denied membership based solely on sexual orientation. Openly gay leaders will still not be allowed.
But I think it's a compromise designed to appease those people who are afraid that scout leaders will end up abusing their troops.
Jason Dautel is an Eagle Scout. He's also openly gay, but his troop chose to let him participate.
Three major Muslim groups in Britain are condemning the terrible attack on a British soldier this week. He was stabbed to death on a street. The attackers warn that there will be more violence by Islamists, but the three Muslim organizations say the murder was senseless and sickening and had no basis in Islam.
A 15-year-old West Point boy is being held on two counts of homicide this morning. He is accused of stabbing his two little brothers to death. Neighbors say the teen is very smart. One even called him brilliant.
I just can't believe it. And being across the street, it's scary because I was at home when I believe this happened.
As prosecutors screen charges, they could decide to charge the 15-year-old as an adult. If they do, a judge will have to approve that move.
Stephen Powell apparently cannot go back to his neighborhood to live when he is released from prison in Washington. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Andrew?
Amanda, as part of his bid for an early release, Stephen Powell had to come up with an offender release plan, including where he intended to live. His plan was to go back to his home. But the Washington Department of Corrections denied that request because of community concerns. Among the reasons cited in the denial are the thousands of images seized of neighbor girls and photos of Susan Powell. What this all means is Powell needs a new plan to be granted an early release, or he'll have to serve out his maximum time and get out next year. In one letter to his daughter in April, Powell wrote he may just consider living in a van. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
The jury that convicted a woman of the brutal murder of her ex-boyfriend was not able to reach a unanimous decision about life in prison or the death penalty, so the judge has declared a mistrial in the penalty phase of the Jody Arias case.
It doesn't get much stranger than this. A jury spends months hearing a case, voting for murder one, finding the murder was cruel and heinous and thus death penalty eligible, but no decision on the ultimate question. That's now for a brand new jury to decide.
That is ABC News News legal analyst Royal Oaks.
Donald Trump beat a grandmother in court. A jury in Chicago took Trump's side in a civil trial claiming Trump cheated Jacqueline Goldberg in a transaction involving a Chicago skyscraper he built. Goldberg claimed Trump did a bait and switch on her and wanted $6 million in damages.
Utah's morning news continues. Roads and planes will be full today.
But so far, so good on the commute. It is holiday travel day, but looking like a light, typical Friday morning drive right now.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, give me your lungs. Don't pretend like you didn't hear me. Your lungs, right now, or I'll rearrange your face so you have to wear those glasses on your chin.
Give me your pancreas, or you'll be sorry. I'll make you sorry. You better hand over your pancreas, or else. You don't want me to get angry.
Hey, wise guy, give me your skin. Don't ask questions. I just want it, that's all. Hand it over, or you'll be wearing my fist print on your face for a week.
Cancer is a bully. Don't give it what it wants. Fight back hard with Intermountain Healthcare's Team Method to Treatment, which gives you a group of cancer experts who coordinate and optimize your treatment, meaning you can stand up against cancer.
Whoa, okay, keep your skin. I was just kidding. You know, me and you, we kid around all the time, right? Fine, I'm leaving. I'll leave now. Hey, we should have lunch sometime or something.
Intermountain Cancer Centers, healing for life.
Instead of calling 911, she goes on to WebMD.
When her kid's shot, just head on over to the ER.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 5:45, different reactions from different groups to the Boy Scouts' decision. We will go live to Texas.
Whether your Memorial Day weekend plans involve an airport or a highway, be prepared for plenty of company. ABC Travel and Lifestyle Editor Genevieve Shaw Brown explains.
I would certainly expect that we're going to see a lot of traffic outside the major metropolitan areas, especially on Friday night. And on planes, you know, when was the last time you saw an empty seat on a plane? And you're not going to see them this Memorial Day weekend either.
If you're driving and hoping to start that trip this afternoon, be sure to listen to our Triple Team traffic coverage starting at 3 p.m.
Forecasters this year are predicting a busy Atlantic hurricane season. They say they expect warmer than average water temperatures, which could mean between 7 to 11 hurricanes this year. 3 to 6 of them will be major storms. A normal season would include 6 hurricanes and 3 major storms. Hurricane season starts on June 1st.
New research finds errors on many credit reports. ABC's Richard Davies reports those mistakes could cost you a lot of money because they may lower your credit score.
The Federal Trade Commission found a lot of mistakes from the 3 main reporting firms.
Between 10 and 21% of consumers have what's referred to as a confirmed error on their credit report.
John Olsheimer of Smart Credit says some mistakes are trivial, but others may show you have outstanding debt that's been paid off.
And underscores the importance of consumers to get more active and become more engaged with their credit reports.
Go to annualcreditreport.com to find out more.
The credit reporting agencies don't know if something is correct or incorrect on your credit report. You have to tell them.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
Swimming legend Michael Phelps has said he's done, but a fellow Olympic swimmer thinks Phelps is coming back soon. Ryan Lochte says it's just a matter of time before he gets the itch to dive back into competition. Rumors have been swirling that Phelps will take a go at the Rio Olympic Games. NBC swimming analyst Rowdy Gaines says he's also pretty confident Phelps will be back soon.
And right now it's 5:39. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And anybody up this early with us, Ricky?
Well, we do have a little bit of traffic on some of the roadways. Now, right now, I'm trying to look for a new accident being reported on I-80. It's being reported right around 13th East. So far, I'm not seeing it. No, it's debris reported on the roadway. It's on the westbound side of I-80, right around 1300 East. And it's mostly in those right lanes of traffic. Now, traffic is so light on that stretch of the road at this early hour that so far it's not causing any kind of backup. However, once incident management or troopers get on the scene, they may have to block traffic in order to clear the debris. It's just something you want to keep an eye out for. So far, that is the only issue that we are dealing with on the morning drive. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman at the KSL Weather Center. Mostly sunny, pleasant weather once again. A little bit of a north breeze and not too hot. High temperatures only in the low 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now it is 50 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Last year on this Friday, I wasn't going out of town. I was just running an errand on the Friday before Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, and you got,
and
a mess.
I got stuck in it. So there is heavy traffic this afternoon, whether you're going out of town or not.
Right.
So between 3 and 7, we have triple team traffic coverage for you here on KSL News Radio. Make sure you tune in between 3 and 7.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy. You feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Doug Wright.
This is going up the food chain rather than trickle down. This is trickle up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Even more breaking local news on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, the father-in-law of missing West Valley mom Susan Powell has been told he can't return to his home if he wants to qualify for early prison release. Stephen Powell has been serving time in Washington for secretly recording images of his young neighbors.
Other local stories we're following this hour. This weekend kicks off camping season for many Utahns, and outdoor officials are reminding of some do's and don'ts. Do not leave food lying around the campsite, and a general rule is lights and noises out after 10 p.m.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealerships.
Well, we had some debris on the road westbound on I-80 there at 13th East. It's already been cleaned up. It was in that right lane. No problems now on I-80 or any of the rest of the Valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Not too hot just yet. Lots of sunshine and temperatures in the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 49 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie wants everybody to know a lot of the Jersey Shore is open for business, despite the effects of Superstorm Sandy. Christie is co-hosting NBC's Today Show this morning as the Memorial Day weekend begins.
The chief executive of the Boy Scouts calls their decision on sexual orientation compassionate, caring, and kind.
That decision came after a lot of debate. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is ABC's Jim Ryan from Texas, where the meeting took place. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. About 1,200 scout leaders from across the country, including some from Utah, took part in the voting, and when it was over, they had approved, 61% had approved, a decision to open up membership in the Boy Scouts organization to gays, to gay kids, to kids who identify themselves as gay. Now, the restrictions on gay adult leaders and volunteers does stay in place. Those on that side of the issue say they will continue to push for that change in the rules at Boy Scouts as well.
Can you tell us anything about the debate that took place, Jim?
It's been raging for over a decade now. Someone had filed suit against the Boy Scouts of America of challenging its membership rules. The Supreme Court sided with the Boy Scouts, saying that because it was a private organization, it could set whatever standards or rules that it wanted. So this was not a legal issue, but it's been raging ever since. Those inside scouting, including some who had been asked to leave, said that they wanted to push for this change. They have done so, and apparently done so successfully with 61% of that vote.
Pretty high percentage of Boy Scout units are sponsored by religious groups. Are you hearing anything this morning, any reaction from, say, the Southern Baptists or other religious groups?
Sure. Well, yeah, one of the leaders of that organization, the Southern Baptist Church, by the way, was at Dallas-Fort Worth for the voting that took place yesterday. He had urged the group not to change its policy, and now the Southern Baptists are considering whether to stick with sponsorship of local scout organizations. My understanding, though, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints had determined that this change in policy was going to be okay.
Right. Yes, that's our understanding, too, is that they would continue to sponsor Boy Scout organizations. Has anyone said that they will not continue to sponsor Boy Scout organizations?
Some parents have said they intend to pull their sons out of scouting troops around the country. Haven't heard anything go about any organizations, church organizations or otherwise, that have decided to drop their sponsorship. I think just now they're starting to analyze the results of this and decide where to go next.
The Boy Scouts of America President Wayne Perry said it was a very difficult decision, but they're moving forward, and he says our vision is to serve every kid. I guess if you reduce it to that, that sort of clarifies at least the mission statement for Boy Scouts stays the same.
Yeah, exactly. It was a little surprising to hear him say that. It was an extensive, exhaustive, respectful dialogue among the members, and said that he does want to try to be inclusive here. There are some troops out there, some organizations that say they may decide to split off and form a different scouting organization altogether.
Is there any opportunity for appeal of the decision, or is this final?
Well, it seems final, and that's why we have so many groups now weighing their options, deciding whether to split off, form a splinter organization. One scout leader says that he wants to see the decision move down to the troop level, the individual scout troops, that they could make those decisions on their own. based upon where they are in the country and how that community feels.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. From Dallas, Texas, where that meeting took place, ABC's Jim Ryan with us on the KSL Newsline.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 549. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back to the traffic center and Ricky Meese.
Thank you, Grant. It's a pretty nice ride in progress. Freeway traffic is light, building in some spots, but overall moving at very good speeds. We only had one issue this morning. It was a report of debris on the road in that right lane of traffic going westbound on I-80 right around 13th East. It's already been cleared out of the way. So we are looking at a problem-free commute on the freeways, our main secondaries, and our side streets. Now, we are expecting that to change by early this afternoon as a lot of people are going to hit the highways to get out of Dodge for the holiday weekend. Tune in. We'll be doing triple team traffic this afternoon to help you avoid those huge traffic headaches. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now ahead to the 7-day forecast.
Hey guys, still looks great today on the cooler side of things this morning and only in the low 70s. Just a pleasant day, lots of sunshine. Kicking off the 3-day weekend, the unofficial start to summer. And it looks like it's going to warm up starting tomorrow. Good timing here. Mostly sunny and around 80 on Saturday. Low 80s and partly cloudy Sunday. We will expect more clouds and high temperatures in the 70s on the holiday. And then it looks like clouds and a chance for rain and cooler on Tuesday. Highs low 70s. And it looks like we're only going to stay in the upper 60s for Wednesday, Thursday of next week. Could be more rain on those days. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, downtown, it's 49 degrees.
You're laughing. I say, Amanda.
I say, Grant.
And with the unofficial start of summer, why wouldn't we be laughing?
Exactly.
Yeah, 3 days for you. Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, indeed. Another one just for that?
Oh, yes, exactly.
I would like one for all the men and women who will stand at the barbecue. While the rest of us are frolicking, they will stand, and they will flip, and they will check the tenderness.
And they will be asking,
they will push
how
down.
Do you like it?
How and do
then
you like
it? And then they'll serve it to you just exactly the way they fixed it.
They will toast the buns.
I feel good.
All right. It is time now for KSL Drives on KSL, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
It's not Memorial Day weekend without heading to the Brickyard. This weekend marks the 97th running of the Indianapolis 500, and the pace car always seems to be a big deal. This year, Corvette fans will be happy to know that the brand new 2014 Corvette Stingray will be the car leading those first few laps. Other than a few strobe lights and decals, Chevy didn't have to touch this car to make it worthy of the track. It comes standard with a 450 horsepower, 6.2 liter V8. That scoots the car to 60 very quickly, under 4 seconds. Top speed, 190 miles an hour. This will be the 12th time a Corvette has paced Indy, going all the way back to 1978. An American tradition rides again. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer. And not all lung cancers are the same.
Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
Want to keep your kids alcohol-free? Visit parentsempowered.org.
If you're just waking up this morning, some stories that you should know about. Of course, we're getting reaction to the decision from the Boy Scouts of America, but the news yesterday that the 15-year-old...
Yeah, that shocking news.
The shocking news that he's been taken under arrest for the murder of his two brothers was really hard to accept. And then the mouth of Parley's Canyon, that is the big project for UDOT this summer. So yeah. If that is a road that you travel frequently, you'll be seeing a lot of work there.
And miles of pipe have to be replaced under that interstate.
And this is, you know, this is construction. I mean, they make jokes about how the seasons in Utah are in a fall.
You've got winter and construction.
And one of the stories that I just think is fascinating, too, is that Homeland Security is looking at these 3D printers because the 3D printers can make guns.
Yeah, those plastic guns.
And if you can make a gun on a 3D printer, I mean, forget background checks.
Well, Homeland Security says that they might be impossible to stop.
I mean, really, what good are background checks if you can make a gun on a 3D printer?
Yeah.
So more on all of these stories coming up on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money Now, Medicaid will cost Utah more money at first, but expanding could save the government millions later. Governor Herbert said he wanted to see the just-released report before making a decision. Utah is among a handful of states that have yet to make a decision about whether to accept the federal government's offer to expand Medicaid.
One-third of millennials regret going to college, according to a Wells Fargo study. The graduates, ages 22 to 32, say that they would have been better off working than borrowing for school.
Wow, a third.
Isn't that unfortunate?
That is.
Student loan debt now exceeds credit card debt in the United States.
NerdWallet.com has created the Quarter Pounder Index, a basic cost of living guide that uses the price of a McDonald's Quarter Pounder to gauge the cost of living differences between cities. So check the Quarter Pounder Index based on the cost of a hamburger before you accept a salary figure for a job out of town.
Checking your money at this moment, the futures are down. Dow futures down 52, S&P's down 9, and the NASDAQ is down 15.5.
KSL News Time, 5:56.
Attention. On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And what do you see now, Ms. Ricky?
Well, I'm looking at the point of the mountain on I-15. Now, VEC is reporting a small fire there by the side of southbound I-15 at the point, about 164th South. But so far, I'm not even seeing fire crews on the scene, no smoke, nothing. It doesn't mean it's not there. It just means that it's not visible in the UDOT camera. But keep an eye out for fire crews that may need to block off a lane, inside lane of traffic to the left or to the right. They may be responding to that. Other than that, no delays on any of your Valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the forecast for the weekend looks really nice. 73 degrees today. Tomorrow, 82, Sunday, 84, Monday, 78. That's pretty good. That's very good, Grant. Thank you. 49 degrees right now downtown, so you have to answer my own remarks, don't I? That's,
how good is it?
How fine are we? Sunny and nice, 70s. That's it. 49 downtown.
Are you barbecuing this weekend?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, what are you barbecuing?
Yeah.
Have you decided?
Burgers and dogs and maybe some chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, maybe some halibut.
I'll be there.
You
for
never
sure.
know.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake.